This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
K&C Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. A couple of questions for you right out the gate. One of them is, and we talked about this last night at Jared's event, is did you watch less football with the Cowboys out? And Corey just gave me an amazing statistic. Corey?
I want to credit Dan Rogers from Blog of the Boys. So I want to go ahead and throw that
All
in.
All right. What is this amazing stat?
The last time the Dallas Cowboys had 10 days off between games, they went on to win six straight games after that. I don't know what year. I don't have any other facts other than that's what Dan Rogers said.
So you're telling me
there's a chance
that we are going to lose in the divisional round.
Dude, why'd you take it that way? No, we're going to win the next six straight games.
Okay, but think about this.
Doesn't mean we're going to lose the seventh.
Well, hold on. I think that's exactly what that means if you win six straight, doesn't it? So you win five straight, that puts you at 13-4.
Mm-hmm.
Then you win the sixth straight in the wild card round. And then, by your own logic,
right,
you're telling me we're out in the divisional
round.
Are you saying at 13-4 we get the bye and lose in the NFC championship game? I just want to know which week you're telling me we're going
to
lose.
Man, Mike's the one that has everything lined up for the what we need to do to get in the playoffs. Mike, if we're 13-4, are we the one seed?
If you go 13-4, you have a chance.
Okay. All right.
If the Cowboys go 13-4, if they win out, they will probably be the one or two seed. But if they lose a game, you're probably looking at the 3 or 4 seed, just looking at all the schedules and everything like that. By the way, real quick, I've lost my chair because Paul Worth
you
is
look
worth
ridiculous
collecting.
Right now.
I hate this chair. I need to order my gaming chair again because I feel like my feet can't touch the ground. I need
just
to
push the little button. It'll lower the chair.
Oh, man, I hate to do this to you, Mike. I really do. Leave your chair there for just a half a second. Indulge me, if you will.
Are you saying to go to the Dallas fan cam right now?
Go to the Dallas fan cam with his hat that looks like, let's be honest, like a tiny, tiny bit big. And
it looks like I'm trying to cover my face is peeling off my body right now.
I know, but with your hat looking a tiny, tiny bit big.
It looks like Dak's hats, the ones Dak's wearing lately.
And your chair really high, it kind of looks like man-child kind of thing happening just a little bit.
Does my hat look better now I put it on the way it's supposed to fit, or does it still look?
It actually
but
does.
Now I'm going to put it back on the way I had it and just rest it like this.
It looks like your hat just grew like an inch, because that's what Dak's hats look like. He's intentionally growing them as he goes throughout a game.
Yeah, like he's going to eventually merge into like Pharrell or something like that. But yeah, that was just
the button on this thing.
Oh, I'll help you in the break.
So Mike is bringing big chair energy today. Okay, but my other question was, did you watch less football this weekend? And I was kind of inspired by something that you always say, Mike, is you talk about how like you can fall into the, like you watch the network game trap.
Right.
And you know, like you're not like
That's
bouncing through red zone or streaming or whatever. It's like you're watching the network games. And so my question was like, if the Cowboys aren't playing, does football, I know football exists, but like, does it exist in your world as much?
My wife had a whole chore chart for the whole family because she wanted to get Christmas done, as in everything needs to be set up. We need to get all the lights out. We need to get all the stuff in the house set up so we can put all the boxes back into the garage and be Christmas done until we have to put it back up on whatever, January 2nd, whenever we put it up. So I did not watch as much football. We had quite a few chores, played a little basketball with my son, and then got ready to go out to the Colony for Top Golf for Jared Sandler's Sandlot charity event. So I did not watch much football. I watched a little bit of Cincinnati and the Chargers, which was interesting to watch the two second-year quarterbacks battle each other. But, yeah, I did not get to watch a lot of football.
It was around, like, it was on everywhere I was, and...
But it wasn't the driving force maybe behind what you were doing? Yeah, no,
there was a lot of other stuff going on. And obviously, I think it's because the Cowboys weren't playing. Yeah. And that's what I'm seeing a lot of texts right now. By the way, the last time the Cowboys did that, Kevin, was this year after week one. So then they won six straight after that.
Okay,
so,
gotcha.
But yeah, now it was kind of, you know, I think a lot of people are saying the Cowboys weren't playing. I've been mad at the Cowboys. So, right. I was out on football in general. And I'm trying to figure out which game was the driving... Like, the closest fun game was Minnesota and Detroit. And nobody's watching Detroit. Like, nobody's keeping an eye on that one. But, you know, I guess the biggest one that I was trying to keep an eye on was the Chargers and Bengals. And it looked like that thing was going to be out of hand way early. And then Burrow tried to make the comeback. But it was still a fun weekend of football. Just not, I think there were a lot of matchups that kind of you were like, okay, is this important?
Okay, and I definitely get that because obviously we'll get to tonight's game. Feels very important.
Yes.
But I feel like we care about the NFL, and I want to hear more from the Tolos, but from the 214, yeah, I watch way less football. And from the 817, I watch less football when my teams don't play. Sundays when the Cowboys play, I mean, I know this is true about Thursdays and Mondays, but let's say Sundays, it feels like your whole day is set up around that. Maybe Thursday and Monday you still have to like go to work, but on Sunday it feels like, you know, we've had situations, Mike, I've told you in the past, where like we would alter what church service we went to dependent on what time the Cowboys game was, and it just feels like that's your activity for the day. And when the Cowboys aren't on the schedule, to Corey's point, like you can still watch Bengals and Chargers, but it doesn't feel like that's like the thing that you're necessarily doing for the day.
Take this for instance. How important to the final standings this year was Tampa Bay Atlanta? Like, it's one of those, like, their division game and everything. And I know it's Tampa Bay, but that doesn't mean anything. The Giants and Miami. That one's a useless game. Yeah. Philadelphia, I understand we're keeping an eye, but they're playing the Jets.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm just kind of Indianapolis and Houston, and Indianapolis blows them out. So I'm just kind of looking at even the Rams and Jacksonville, like, as much as I wanted that game to work out for me in the betting, like, those two teams aren't going to see each other again this year for sure.
Right.
So it just felt like the whole weekend slate, like, I understand they have to get those cross games here and there, but the whole slate just seemed kind of unmeaningful to the final result of what's going to happen this year.
And that seems to be like a lot of the feedback we're getting from the 817. I dabbled in a few games, but definitely watched less than if the boys played from the 682. Did not watch a single second of football without the Cowboys playing. From the 940, I watched zero football. I'm amazed at some of the people who are like, I didn't watch any football. And I'm curious if, especially at this time of year, especially if you have a family or whatever, if this is the get your husband, get your man, get your whatever back for the day.
I think there's
get
a
your woman back. Yeah, I want to be fair.
There is a lot going on in December, as in you can have office parties or you can have a friend type of get together. And then also, there is shopping to do. Now, I didn't get any shopping done yesterday, but I think a lot of people, too, saw this opportunity of like, hey, can I knock out some of the Christmas list, whether it's for, you know, friends, family, kids, whatever it is. I just think that there are probably plenty of people, too, that are like, I can't believe it. Like, I sat down and was from 11 a.m. pregame until 11 p.m. postgame. I watched all the games I could possibly watch. It was really relaxing because the Cowboys didn't affect my Sunday. But I think for also a lot of people, it was a free Sunday, which is rare from September through January.
Now, Corey,
what did you think? Well, you haven't even got to what your opinion is on this Cowboy game.
I am glad that you asked that because Sean said something, and that doesn't surprise me because we've been through these. Like,
yeah, Sean talks.
My
that's for a living, actually.
Mm-hmm. Our crosstalks. On Mondays have been very amusing to see you and Sean go back and forth when they win. And man, there was multiple people at Jared's event yesterday who were like, what do you think about the style points for the Cowboys? And I'm like, what? We lost three of four. Is that what you were doing in that Saints game? I mean, we don't traditionally win in New Orleans. You lost two in a row. You lost three of four. This team looked like it might be spiraling.
Mm-hmm.
I was thrilled that we won. I didn't care if we won by 1 point. I would have loved it if we won by 50, sure, but we won.
Yeah.
I was pumped.
Just stack those up, you know, and just kind of leave them in the past and be like, okay, what were the things that we needed to work on? What were we missing? Like, we were obviously, that's what you have to say. We were the better team, and we should have won that game.
Yes.
Could we have done things better? Of course you could have. But there's no way I'm upset about a Cowboys victory on the next day. But there are, you know, Mike and I discussed on Friday a lot of different things that you're looking ahead going, okay, is that going to be good enough to compete against the best teams? And that's probably, so I understand where Sean comes from, but day after, let's celebrate this sucker.
And then, Corey, you can probably weigh in on this as well. From the 972, glad you're back, Kevin, but I'm not buying this throat BS.
Oh.
But all is good. Okay, why do they think I was not here?
Look, we've had some problems with Kevin's throat for a long time.
Pardon?
Sounds right.
Is that not true? How many years in a row now have we said around, is it this time of year too? Like around Christmas?
Maybe.
For what reason? I think it's because he starts spending more time with people. And having longer.
Yeah, he gets Christmas throat.
Yeah, Christmas throat.
I've heard of that, yeah.
Having conversations, and when you don't typically have those
kinds. Christmas throat.
Yeah, it's because you're talking more. You scream whenever you open a present because you're so excited.
Yeah. Caroling, things of such. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So.
I just remembered I bought you guys Christmas presents Saturday, and I forgot to bring them.
Oh.
It's not Christmas yet,
Mike. We got plenty of time.
But I just, when I buy it, that way I say get rid of it. That way I don't have it around the house.
I love this question because this is me.
Here's your Christmas present. Enjoy it.
I am once I get somebody a present, I want to give it to them. I don't want to. So I usually wait late because I don't want to do that to myself.
Okay.
And I asked you this the other day. Are you the type of person who buys a gift and is like immediately like, nope. I'm holding on to it, or it's wrapped, it's put away, because I'm like, I want to see your face. Let's go ahead and enjoy the moment. Doesn't matter if it's 2 months from now.
Okay. this is a fascination around our house, too, because my wife's birthday is December 24th. Usually, she's well aware. Usually, we do month of birthday. And so, like, the majority of the month is I tell her, I have this many presents for you. You can request a present whenever you want. And so, like, she's already gotten one of her birthday presents because she was like, I would like a present today. And you're like, done. And so usually a lot of our focus has turned out to be the month of birthday presents as opposed to the Christmas present. But she's asked me this before. She was like, if I gave you a Christmas present early, would you open it? And I said, if you asked me to. And she goes, what if I just gave it to you? I was like, I would never.
Yeah. It's always weird, like you get the card and you know it's like a check from grandma and you're like, I open it now and go ahead and deposit it? If I deposit it, they're going to know. And so I'm just going to leave it there until Christmas. I'll deposit it after. But with my wife's birthday, I planned her birthday party or her birthday situation in May and had to keep that a secret for the entire year.
Sometimes people try to mess that up.
People try to mess that up for me, but you know what? It worked out. So that was the one time I think I've gotten a present and been able to hold on to it that long.
From the 361, Kevin must have eaten something with flavor in his throat went into shock.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's like all the salt in there. He's like, what is happening?
And from the 214, did Kevin just KP an injury? Oh, man. I jumped in the Twitch for 2 days. Those Twitch people are lovely.
Well, because your fingers, you have super fast fingers.
That is true.
And that's why you're able to type really fast.
What are you doing right now?
He can type really fast. That's why he was able to type back and forth with all the Tuolos.
Yeah. Oh, what are you doing?
Is that what they're called, Mike?
Yeah, Tuolos.
Yeah, oh, Tuolos. My God.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.
T and W don't go together.
What?
There's
does
so
that
many
mean?
Words with T and W together.
Yeah. What about two?
Twitter.
Twill.
Twill.
So then, if you pronounce it the same, then it'd be Tolos.
Nope.
Yeah. You just pronounce two without
Twitter.
Without a W.
Yeah, do we not
do you
say
think twoo? It's called? Well, don't say what you think. Twitter would be like otherwise. Don't do
Twitter?
It. No. We're the Kane.
We better, yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. We're the
Kane. Titter is a nervous giggle.
Yeah, it is a nervous giggle.
That's correct.
I learned that from my SAT study when I was 17 years old.
And that's the best kind of correct.
How in the world did you retain that information?
That was the one word, because it sounds like a different thing, because you would think it would sound like boobs, but it doesn't. It's just a nervous giggle.
It's 10:15 in the morning, man.
Coming up next, we will talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo, right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan right now, brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. Good morning, sir.
Good day. How's it going?
It's good. It's good. We were just kicking this around. Would love your input as well. Obviously, usually on Sundays, a lot of folks around the Metroplex, you kind of build your day around the Cowboys. Did you use this Sunday to watch all of the football, or maybe take a break from some of the football?
No, I believe I either watched or listened to the games that were on TV. Yeah, so I think there was two we got at the 3:30 slot, and the night game and the noon game that was on. So yeah, I watched.
When are we expecting full Mike McCarthy doing his thing again?
Sounds like not till Wednesday.
Okay, does that change like much of the order for the planning for this for the week, or can he still do some of the things that he was doing?
Oh, you meant full Mike McCarthy. I'm sorry, I thought you were saying when's the next time we're going to listen to him.
Oh, yeah, no.
Well, today he was, I think he said on Friday, today would be a big day for testing.
Okay.
Meaning if he tests good, then I think he's good to come in the building. But it sounded like for sure by Wednesday. He sounded hopeful, but again, you know, not everybody's the same. You know, we look at this 10-day span, and it's not a miraculous, you know, timetable, right? Well, you're going to be good in 10 days, right? No, sometimes it's 2 weeks. I don't know that we'll find out here. You know, maybe today. Tomorrow is the player's off day. I mean, the plan was to get as many people back in the building today that were out with COVID. And really, today's more of a planning day for the coaches. You know, the players get in a lift and maybe some conditioning work. Tuesday's the off day, and then Wednesday get back into a normal week, which we haven't had a normal week, and I can't remember when.
I was just about to ask you, are you excited that Tuesday will be Tuesday and Wednesday will be Wednesday?
Yes, absolutely. And not... Okay. Gosh, that was a tough 3-4 week stretch there.
Does that stretch into your normal life when you'll tell people like today is Wednesday and they're like, huh? That is not what day it is.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's like, you know, when last Sunday, right? Oh, it's Sunday. I go, no, it's Wednesday. You know, they're getting ready to play a game on Thursday. So it, it changes the entire week. And, you know, a lot of what it does, too, is forces you to squeeze stuff that you would normally do over, you know, 5-6 day period into 3 days instead, because the game's on Thursday.
Does the team, did the players like seem to really like miss Mike McCarthy? Like they were like, man, we just are so ready to have him back. I'm trying to figure out their connection with him.
I would imagine, yes.
Okay.
But again, in this NFL, in this day and age, you can't sit there and go, oh gosh, we don't have this, or, oh, I don't know how we're going to do with that. You just got to go forward. No one's going to feel sorry for you. They're still keeping score. And they're still keeping standing. So, I'm sure, you know, the best thing was he was able to address the team the way he normally would, only. And by the way, since they were in, you know, COVID protocol last week, all their meetings were virtual anyway. Jeez. So they wouldn't have been around him. The only thing they weren't around him was the little bit that they practice. And I'll emphasize little bit, because they didn't do a heck of a lot because of their COVID protocol stuff. So, you know, their one practice on Tuesday, it wasn't a heavy practice. It was a short practice. Wednesday, they, you know, it's a little bit more, but not as much as maybe they normally would. And then you get on a plane. So, I don't know if they missed his presence on the plane or not, or on the sideline, but, you know, they somehow, some way figured out how to, you know, grind through and get a win.
I know McCarthy's big on, like, the health of his players, and he pays attention to the GPS all the time. He's kind of, you know, keeping track of that a lot, and I'm kind of curious if they've discussed much at length about the addition of that extra game. When we were talking about what baseball went through last year, you know, a couple of years ago they had a shortened season, so they were kind of watching their pitchers a little more because they didn't pitch a full 162. And I just wonder, with adding another game, if coaches are trying to say, okay, we don't really know exactly how to do this, so we got to figure this out as we go along, or is it just week by week?
No, well, I think somewhat week by week, but I think you have to just judge, you know, each week where your team is, where your players are. You could tell by practice, right? And I think in the back of their minds, they realize that, yeah, with that extra game, you know, we got to make sure we don't wear guys out. Don't wear them out in practice, and keep an eye on the snaps they're getting during games, because there is that extra game, as you said. So, yeah, I think they're cognizant of it. And, you know, you get into this last month and you can't, you know, you only have so many padded practice, and I don't know how many they might have left, but you can't save them all up for the last month either. So you kind of back off. And if you're going to back off, you back off a little bit in practice, from how long the practices are, you know, how many reps a guy's getting in practice. Maybe some of the veteran guys, take Zach Martin, maybe Tyron Smith. They don't have to have all the snaps with the offense in practice during the entire week. You give some other guys some shots in there to take some snaps and give those guys a little bit of rest. And if anywhere you get rest, that's probably where you get it.
I was reading up about some of the, because I know this isn't always a big discussion point, but some of the blocking that Malik Turner had been doing and how important that had been to the Cowboys for the past couple of weeks. And so if you could speak to that, or the broader trend of, are there any other Cowboys on this team that you feel like maybe some of the things they do aren't quite as recognized or underappreciated?
Well, I would think, and you're right on Malik Turner. He had a nice block on Pollard,
yeah.
Touchdown, the touchdown return. And then again on the 58-yard run, he came back and got the guy. I don't know that New Orleans was happy with the block, but
right.
I think the Cowboys certainly were. But yeah, you know, and you need guys like that, especially, you know, when you had some, you know, with Cedric Wilson out, you know, you need some guys to step up, and you know, and in different ways too, not to, you know, traditional, oh, he had 7 catches for 100 yards or anything like that. He had 1 for 10. And then maybe Carlos Watkins, because I think he kind of faded from people's memory when he was out with the injury for several games. And I think that did hurt their run defense. And then he gets back, and all of a sudden he, as he said, it was every fat guy's dream, right?
Right.
Not only to have an interception, but return it for a touchdown 29 yards. And every time, oh, we know who Carlos Watkins is. So, yeah, and then another guy that, you know, they missed and will miss for the rest of the season, Brent Irving. You know, he tore it was a tricep muscle, I believe. And he was one of their more versatile guys on the defensive front. Could play inside, could play outside. Was a pretty good rotation guy, run
tough
stopper.
To move, yeah.
Yeah, and now all of a sudden, you know, you lost him. So the defensive tackle position takes a hit, although it should get better this week. They're assuming that Neville Gallimore will be ready to go after getting in some practice last week, get Randy Gregory back. You know, this 10-day break between games couldn't have come at a better time, because I thought what you were watching on Thursday night in New Orleans was a pretty tired team.
Well, and interestingly enough, to kind of go along with that, from the 2-4, somebody said Brian Anger is underappreciated. Nice to have a good punter. And then they threw a dig in there at the offense on those three and outs. So,
well, there was so many of them, right?
That is definitely true.
Two of 13 on third down. And I think I counted up 7 3 and outs out of 14 possessions.
Yikes.
So, yeah, it was almost a punting deal, right?
Yeah.
So, could have had a punt, pass, and kick contest. They both would have won, right?
I am glad we do have Brian Anger then. I am curious.
Couldn't beat Andy Reid, though.
Oh, that's true. Andy Reid can do it all. Will it be when we hear from McCarthy on Wednesday that we'll have a real better feel for, I mean, I know, with all due respect, I know what Jerry said about, and maybe we'll ask Steven when we have him coming up next, about Gallimore and Randy Gregory?
Yeah, I think we'll have a better idea if they can, you know, get into practice. Now, Randy, if I remember correctly, has not got back into practice. This would be his first week to get back in and do something. So I think they're at least hopeful there. Gallimore, I think they felt good because he did do some practice the previous week. And you saw how they treated DeMarcus Lawrence, right? Kind of did a little work, and then he practiced a little bit and the next week, and then he got in and played. And I don't know if they look at Gregory that way or not. And so we'll have a better idea probably on Wednesday, just where he is. But to just start getting some of these guys back, DeMarcus Lawrence, the fact that he gets 10 days between games, because I'm sure he was a sore puppy on Friday and Saturday after, you know, not much contact, you know, since, well, hardly any, right, since the first game, and didn't have much in training camp. And you saw him being pretty active. I thought that was a tribute to fresh legs, right? Everybody else has grinded through all these games, and he's like, well, yeah, my leg said I only played one game. I'm good to go. So I think we'll get a better idea on Wednesday just where everybody is. You know, maybe they get Terrence Steele back. It'll be interesting to see what they do there on the offensive line. But to me, the bottom line on all this is that offensive line has to play better. We talk about the offensive line and how it affects the run game. Well, if they're not playing well in the run game, does that mean they're playing well pass blocking? Because there's still there's too much of a crowded pocket sometimes for Dak.
Yes.
Where there's just people around him, and it's bothersome. It's not necessarily getting hit or getting sacked. It's just too much, you know, traffic in there, and they've got to do a better job of that. If this offense is going to get back going where it needs to be. Because, look, the calling card for this team was offense, right? And now it's struggling. In the three losses out of the four, they were averaging 17.5 points a game. And then they put up a robust 20 on Thursday, right?
Yeah.
The other seven was the
I like the use of robust there. I really do. Yeah.
Felt a little sarcastic.
Oh, yeah. Was
thank you. I'm glad you guys caught that, right? I don't want anybody tweeting me and going, what are you talking about, robust?
Oh, I'm doing it right now.
This offense has to get back on track if this team is going to get anywhere. You know, and just look at, you know, the games coming up. It's not like Washington's this great offense. You know, the last two wins are 17-15.
Right.
So chances are they're not going to score a bunch of points if your defense is just playing average, but you better go out and score some points and force them to have to be able to throw the ball instead of nickel and diming and running the ball and throwing all these little screens. And, you know, I mean, that's what New Orleans was trying to do, you know, until they hit a couple big plays. But what they were trying to do is throw some screens, throw little dump-offs, little dink things over the middle. And one of the things that really gave the Cowboys problems, you go back and look at it, is they were running, even when they went three wide, they were running a lot of bunch formations. And what happens is if you're going to play man and they're bunched up like that close to the line of scrimmage, then you better watch on the crossing stuff because they got basically – not picked, but kind of had guys crossing and And so your DBs have to wait to get to their guy, and by then, you know, they're breaking open. And you, I would imagine Washington takes a look at that, at what the Saints were doing, what those bunch formations, and say, huh, okay, well, maybe we can do that too.
Thank you very much, good sir. Let's get this going again tomorrow.
All right, and we'll be waiting to hear from Stephen and get an update from Jerry tomorrow.
Huh? Yeah, Stephen will be early today, so he's actually coming up next, so get excited.
Well, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stay right here
there
and listen.
There you go.
Catch the fever.
Which, by the way, I was going to tell you guys, you know, when you're traveling like that, that Odyssey app is really good.
Like to hear that.
Because I could hear, I could listen to you guys live, or if I miss something, back it up and go listen to it at my time.
Man, look at Mickey understanding corporate synergy. I love that. Thank you very much,
Mickey. See you guys.
Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com. Mm-hmm. You know what I think is great? DallasCowboys.com.
Yeah, they do great work over there.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will hear from Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones right here on The Fan.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We will hear from Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones in just a few minutes. You heard Reggie talking about our fan hang this Saturday.
Let's
so catch the fever. Hang out with us in Grapevine. But we did another kind of a fan hang, I guess, last night for Jared's Swinging for a Cause, and it was really, really fun. I wanted to tell a story. I don't think we've gotten to this on air. If you know RJ, he is a laid-back person all of the time. And so the person who won the first bid on our auction was like, hey, I want to do a bid where we get into it with RJ, because he said the first thing he heard RJ say on Friday, I think, was, who the hell would pay $1,700 to hang out with KNC? Mm-hmm. And he goes, I'm the hell
nice.
Who would pay $1,700. And he goes, plus, and then he like kind of flipped it on us and he goes, I mean, I didn't pay it for them. I did it for the kids. And I was like, hold on. And so like, I thought he was really hoping that RJ would get like fiery with him.
RJ never gets upset.
He doesn't.
I've never seen him mad about a single thing. I've seen him get loud. But that's just the Northeast guy.
Right now on the line, brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you. It is Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones. Good morning, sir.
Stephen.
Hello.
Hey, Stephen.
All right, we hear you.
Yeah.
How are you, sir?
Uh-oh.
Good. How you doing?
Okay. We are good. I think we've got our phone connection good to go now. So we were just kind of talking about this earlier in the show. Do you use this weekend to decompress from football at all, or did you watch like every conceivable game you could this weekend?
Well, I decompressed about not stressing over our team. I must say that.
There.
Although we are stressed over our team, we've got a lot of work to do. But it was nice to watch these college, great college players playing these championship games, and then followed up by the NFL games. Watching the East play was interesting. Obviously, we got our work cut out for us. They're starting to come around, especially the Redskins and the Eagles. So you watch that, and that starts to get your competitive juices flowing. But obviously, we always enjoy watching the NFL and what other teams are doing around this league. So now we're back at it. You know, we got a lot of work to do. It was a, you know, a big, big win for us, but it also shows all the work we have to do in terms of, you know, really coming together as an offense. We're getting a lot of, you know, great players back off the designated to return list. But with that comes, you know, getting the continuity back, whether it's the offensive line, the receiving group in particular, the defensive line group, you know, all that, you know, as we get these guys back off COVID list and things like that, you know, we've got to really get our continuity down and, you know, get ready for the stretch run here. But it is nice to be getting guys like D-Law back, obviously Amari Cooper and CD. And then this week we should get back, barring a surprise, certainly Randy and Gregory and Gallimore. So, you know, we're getting our guys back. We just got to continue to work at this. And hopefully these guys will start to play well and play fast together.
So, Steven, before we get into more Dallas Cowboys talk, you said you watch college football. And I just want to know your opinion here, because I know you watch a lot of SEC football with your son being at Arkansas and you being a former Arkansas player. Were you surprised that Georgia's defense, that had dominated every team every year, looked the way they did on Saturday?
I mean, I must say I was very surprised. I would have, if I was a gambling man, I would have lost money. But certainly hats off to, you know, which he always does, Nick Saban, getting his team prepared. Obviously, a young quarterback down there at Alabama is really opening some eyes. Will and McClay and I were talking about him, what a talent he is and how he's just got growing week to week. But, yeah, that was a – must say that was a big surprise, the way Alabama was able to move the ball on them. Certainly, you know, Georgia, I think they won the time of possession, 35-25, but you know, whether it's college or pro, if you lose that turnover battle, which Georgia did, then you're going to have an uphill battle to win a football game. But something tells me we may see that matchup again.
Oh, was that just a prediction there for those two semifinals? I feel like I heard.
Well, I just, you know, those are two great football teams, and certainly wouldn't surprise me.
Steven, what's the plan for McCarthy as we speak right now? For are we waiting on testing? Do we have some other thoughts on what you're looking forward to this week with him?
You know, we just think it's normally just like it is with players. We're looking at the 10 days and probably looking at getting him back on a Thursday. So don't think it'll usually be before. It rarely is. And certainly he's doing all his work and getting the team prepared, and no, he'd love to be there hands-on, but at the same time, he does a great job, you know, zooming in and getting his staff prepared, getting – certainly we'll be in front of our players again this week as we move forward, and he'll do a good job and be ready to get back in the building. I know I've talked to him pretty much every day, and he's just dying to get back in and get his hands on the team.
And he's feeling good. That's what most important there, right, too?
Absolutely. No, that goes without saying. He's feeling really good and getting through it in a good way. Obviously, you know, he's done all the right things with vaccinations and things like that. And, you know, the medicine's great, and he's been able to work right through it. And he feels great. And just he told me I felt tenfold worse before on game day and coached. And frustrating not for him not to be able to be there.
I just saw a report from NFL Network that George Edwards has emerged as a candidate for the Duke job. And I know Kevin, my co-host here, almost went to Duke, and he loves Duke basketball. That's where Edwards graduated from. That's his alma mater. Whenever you hear these things, do you address them with the coaches? Do you talk about it with them? Or do you just kind of say, well, we'll just let it sit, and we'll see, and we'll observe?
No, we do. We address it. Jerry and I are very aware of that. George, of course, handled it all very well and visited with, of course, Mike and Jerry and myself, and certainly deserves the consideration. And being a Duke graduate there, it makes a lot of sense for him to be a candidate there. And we always, as we've said around here, always root for our guys to have great opportunities. And hopefully the Cowboys are a platform for, you know, our coaches to advance and have great opportunities like George may get here.
Now, you said barring a surprise, you anticipate Neville Gallimore and Randy Gregory coming back. Can you tell us just a little bit more about that, and when will that kind of be penciled in? Are you guys already penciling that in?
Well, they've had a great couple of weeks, and you know, they've got to go out there and they'll take another step this week with full practices, and you know, unless there's a setback, which we certainly don't expect. You know, we're preparing them. We're preparing them to play in the game, but they've got to certainly continue to progress, and which they have every step of the way. But they've got to, you know, finish the full body of work, which is, the full preparation for the game against the Washington football team.
So, Steven, we're coming down to that stretch drive here, a lot of divisional games, and hopefully setting yourself up for a good position in the playoffs. What would you say, it doesn't have to be a particular player, but maybe a position or something that you would say is the thing that you want to improve the most in these last few games heading into the playoffs?
Well, I'd say the two things that I think, could really help this team is, have our offensive line really get in a rhythm and, some continuity playing well. And I think with that will come improvement in our running game, which, of course, I think the stats speak for themselves. We hadn't exactly run the ball as well as we did the first half of the year. And then I think part of that, in the big picture, full body of work, is these receivers are going to be having to do the same thing. I mean, they've got to, get on time with Dak. As, he hadn't had the three of them there together in quite some time. So it's great to have them out there. But I just think offensively this group's got to continue to, work together, get the cohesiveness, and really get in a rhythm and be the offense that we were the first half of the season. And I think that's will be done. I mean, I know Dak's driven. I know our coaches are driven. Certainly feel good about that. And then, the thing that's going to be interesting, too, is, having, now that we've seen what Micah can do, but having Randy Gregory and DeMarcus Lawrence and Neville Gallimore back in the picture with the guys we already have, I think is exciting to think about. But, we'll see. We're going to get to see that firsthand, hopefully starting with the Washington football team.
Talking with Steven Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. I believe this went down 2 weeks ago. It's become quite the fascination around our radio station. One of our hosts asked you a question that was longer than a minute. I don't know if you recall this question, but is there a point in a question when you're like, I got what your question is. Just cut it off and let's get to it.
Well, I have attentional deficit issues, ADD as we call it, and so I probably only remember about the last 15 seconds of it. So I don't know if I got it right or not. But at some point, you kind of feel where you're going with those questions. But hopefully, I'm patient with it.
Okay, I think that you were, and I think that's why the fascination has grown throughout this station. Mm-hmm. Is that you didn't cut him off, and you're like, I get it. What's up with Dak, or like whatever the question was. Like, so thank you for being kind to Schiafalo.
Well, I enjoy you guys.
Awesome. Well, we love having you on as well. And obviously, best of luck this weekend as we dive back into the division. And then we will catch up with you again next week. Good, sir.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. Have a good week.
There you go.
All right, Steven.
Steven Jones. Sometimes on delay, sometimes not. Like, I just, as long as if we're going to joke with Schiafalo about that long question, like, we all have to obviously call attention to the fact that sometimes he got the question immediately, sometimes it seemed to be oddly on delay. It was fascinating.
Which network do you think was being used there? Because that couldn't have been an AT&T network, right? Because
Nextel.
Nextel, maybe. Yeah, okay. I can see that.
What year is that?
Southwestern Bell, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That doesn't even exist anymore.
Mm-hmm. Southwestern Bell is AT&T.
The Yellow Pages.
Yes.
That's a book.
Uh-huh. I know Southwestern Bell is now AT&T because my mom worked at Southwestern Bell her entire life, and she tells people, she was like, well, when I worked at AT&T, I was like, nope, that never happened.
That irritates you.
It does.
No, it shouldn't.
It does. Do you tell people that you're like, are you going to tell people I worked at whatever company?
When I was at CBS Radio.
Yeah. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, from the mind of Mike Bassick, so you know it's going to be good. Is this the most parody you've seen in the NFL? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.